Learning Ambassadors. In retirement, Glenna Leah is now fulfilling her dream of returning to study at a university. This is an extract from an interview recorded in 2007.
We were farmers over on the West Coast for 18 years. We had a mixed farm, about 2,500 acres, near Cummins, at a place called Idalilli. We left, we sold the farm when Bob could no longer do the work. He had a bad back, and we moved to Lincoln. And he was 50 then, and we still had the four boys to educate. And we had to find something to do in the meantime. So a few years after that, I went back to work part-time, casually, in adult education at TAFE. And Bob went diving for seashells. He had a licence to do so. And basically, our focus was on the boys and getting them through school and university and getting on their feet in their adult life. So that's that was pre-retirement, I think. But all that, particularly me, my focus was on the boys, and Bob didn't really worry too much about myself. It was them that was the whole focus of my life and all my interests.
So when you were approaching retirement, what were your thoughts about retirement?
I didn't really have any plans, but I had this dream that when we retired, I would go back to university and complete a degree. I had done some university subjects when I was at Teachers College, but I'd failed, actually. I was too young. I didn't know anything about university. And I'd got in there purely because I'd passed intermediate Latin. But I came to realise that I learnt a lot from just the experience of university and of the few hours I spent there each week. And I thought that I wanted to go back, and I thought that I should be able to do it. I wanted to prove to myself that I could. And I thought I would only be able to do that if we moved over to Adelaide. And Bob's a confirmed West Coaster, and he couldn't live in the city. So when external studies was... it became possible with external studies. And that's all I set out to do, is to complete a degree.
So you had this dream from way back, and it took 20 or more years until you were able to actually consider it seriously.
Yes, over 30 years, actually. Or close on 30 years before it became possible. And I, for a long time, I didn't know what I wanted to study, and I couldn't decide. And when I was working in adult education, I did a numeracy course, teaching adults numeracy, and that was by external studies, and I really enjoyed it. And I then found out about the adult education program at the University of South Australia, and that I knew then that was the path I wanted. And I wanted to catch up with current thinking and the political, social and economic changes that had occurred. It's when you live on a farm, you tend to get very isolated, and I depended a lot on the radio. We didn't always have newspapers or anything, but you still get very cut off from, unless you're out socialising a lot, you just don't keep up with what's going on and the way people are thinking about things. As a mature age, I found it difficult at first to sit down, and reading during the day I thought was a waste of time. But gradually I got used to that idea. Now I have to pull myself away from my desk and get some exercise. And I find that is very hard, because I automatically now go straight to my desk every day and sit down, and it's like a job.
Different motivation?
Oh, very different. I think I'm doing it for myself now.
So you have completed a first degree, and you're now studying towards what?
I'm now doing a PhD in older people's learning as they go into retirement and beyond, and I'm focusing on what's happening over on the Lower Eyre Peninsula where I live.
How has your family responded to this change? You know, you're not in, as it were, the traditional wife and mother role anymore.
I think at first they were a bit shocked, and they just thought it was one of my things that I was doing. It was the first time I'd actually done anything for myself in the whole time we'd been married. I tended to follow and fit in with what other people wanted to do. And here I was doing something completely different, and which was focused on what I wanted to do. the boys had all left home and they were pursuing their careers, and it didn't affect them quite as much, although as they've got partners and grandchildren, that's affected them a bit more because I'm not the traditional doting grandmother anymore. My husband and partner, he found it a little bit difficult at first, but he always supported me and encouraged me. Even when the going got rough, he was the one that kept me going and encouraged me, kept me motivated. Because his attitude was that I'd spent 30 years putting his career first, and now he could at least support me in doing something I wanted to do for me. And he had always known that I was going to do it, probably more than I did. And he is less surprised at my success than I am.
So how do you feel in yourself now when you look back over what you've achieved so far and where you're heading?
That's a big one, Tony. I'm a completely different person. I think I'm actually the person I should have been if circumstances have been different. I'm a lot more outgoing and I let people into my life, which I actually stopped doing. I got very isolated on the farm. It's been a complete personal transformation, and the personal growth and self-development that's occurred since I've been studying, particularly in the last 4 or 5 years, has been enormous. I regard this as one of the most exciting and exhilarating periods of my life.
Glenna Lea, and not too far away, Dr. Glenna Lea, thank you for talking to Learning Works.
Thanks, Tony. I've enjoyed it.
Thank you. Learning Ambassador Glenna Lea. That interview was first broadcast in 2007 in Learning Works on PBAFM in Adelaide. For Adult Learning Australia, I'm Tony Ryan.